Chapter 3. The Error of the Galatians. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your own eyes that Jesus Christ was openly displayed as crucified. Let me ask you this. Did you receive the Spirit by doing works of the law, or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now perfected in the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if it be indeed in vain? Does he that supplies you with the Spirit and works miracles among you do it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and that faith was counted to him for righteousness. Know that they that are of faith, the same are the sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would make the Gentiles righteous by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, when it says, "In you shall all the nations be blessed." So then, they that are of faith are blessed with faith for Abraham. For as many as are under the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do all things that are written in the book of the law." Now it is evident that no one is justified by the law before God, for the righteous shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but he that does the commandments shall live in them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree." This was so that upon the Gentiles might come the blessing of Abraham in Christ Jesus, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The promises to Abraham were the Christian gospel. Brothers, I speak in human terms. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet when it has been confirmed, no one makes it void or adds thereto. Now, to Abraham were the promises spoken, and to his seed. He did not say seeds in the plural, but in the singular, "and to your seed," who is Christ. This is what I mean. The law, which came 430 years afterwards, does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God, so as to make the promise of no effect. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no more of a promise. But God has granted it to Abraham by promise. For what then was the law? It was added because of transgressions until the seed should come to whom the promise had been made. The law was given through angels by the hand of a mediator. Now, an intermediary implies more than one party, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? Oh, God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could give life, truly righteousness would have been of the law. But the Scriptures imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Christ Jesus might be given to those who believe. Now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed, so that the law became our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There can be neither Jew nor Gentile. There can be neither slave nor free. There can be no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.